أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. قلنا أو تلخص عندنا تلخص عندنا في الدرس الماضي أن المراد من الشهادتين نفي الألوهية عما سوى الله وإثباتها لله تعالى والإيمان بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. From the past class, or we mentioned in the past class as a summary, that the meaning of the testification, the two testifications of faith, or what is meant by them, is to testify that there is no God but Allah, and no one other than Allah is attributed with Godhood. No one other than Allah deserves to be worshipped. And that Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam is a messenger sent by Allah Ta'ala. هذا هو الأصل الذي لا بد من تحصيله ليكون الإنسان مؤمنا مسلما. So this is the basic issue that one has to acquire to be a Muslim and to be a believer. فمن حصله ولم يستحضر شيئا سواه، لم يخطر بباله أي شيء سوى ذلك، لكن أيضا لم يعقد قلبه على أي شيء يناقضه، فهو مسلم. So the one who acquires that without thinking about anything else, anything else, without thinking about paradise, hellfire, other prophets, the hereafter, the torture of the grave, about anything else, but at the same time without having in one's heart anything that contradicts it, such a person is a Muslim and a believer. وأما ما زاده بعض الناس في أيامنا على ذلك، حيث قالوا لا يكفي أن يستحضر في قلبه نهاية التذلل لله تعالى، العبادة ليست مقصورة على ذلك، بل يدخل فيها الخوف والرجاء والاستعانة والاستغاثة، فهذا قول باطل لا أساس له في الدين. What some people said nowadays, that it is not enough to know that the aforementioned matters and worship does not only mean the extreme submission. They said worship includes being fearful of, hopeful of, asking, calling on another person. So it is not enough for one to be a Muslim to believe that Allah is the only one that deserves to be worshipped, and He is the creator of everything, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Rather, to be a believer, rather one needs to have extra matters in his heart, to believe in extra matters. Such a statement is completely wrong. الوهابية قالوا لا يكفي أن يعتقد الإنسان أن الله وحده هو المستحق للعبادة وأن يتذلل غاية التذلل لله وحده مع اعتقاد أن الله هو خالق كل شيء وأن محمد رسول الله ليكون مؤمنا. قالوا لا يكفي هذا الاعتقاد، لا بد أن يعتقد شيئا زائدا سموه توحيد الألوهية. They said one has to believe in something extra, which they called توحيد الألوهية. وهذا شيء ما جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا أصحابه ولا التابعون بإحسان ولا تبع الأتباع. ما أحد منهم قال هذا. And this is something which the Prophet never mentioned. The companions did not mention. The followers of the companions did not mention. The followers of the followers. And so on. إنما هذا بدعة ابتدعوها. Rather, this is a bad innovation that they innovated. يكفي في بطلانها أن أحدا من المسلمين لم يسبقهم إلى هذا القول. It is enough to prove that this is a bad innovation that no one among the Muslims before they appeared ever said such a statement. ولا يقبل أحد أن يكون هذا أصلا من أصول الإيمان كما زعموا ثم لا يذكره النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا يعرفه من الصحابة أحد. And no one with a sound mind accepts for this issue to be among the fundamentals of the belief as they claim, and despite that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would never mention it and it wouldn't be known by anyone among the companions. Isn't it the case? For sure. Now we are not going to talk more about this issue. Later we will, inshallah. Al-Khulasa. أن الإنسان ليكون ناجيا في الآخرة لا بد أن يجمع بين أمرين. So in brief, for one to be safe in the hereafter, he has to combine two matters. الإيمان بالله والإيمان برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. To believe in Allah and to believe in the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is to believe properly in Allah and properly in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما من زعم أنه يكفي الإيمان بالله ولو مع التكذيب بنبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فزعمه باطل مردود عليه. Now if anyone as for those who claim that it is enough to believe in Allah, even if one disbelieve in Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, for one to be safe in the hereafter, these people, or this statement is a wrong statement for sure, and it's a bad belief. لأنه ضد كتاب الله, because such a belief contradicts what is in the book of Allah. Allah Ta'ala قال في سورة الفتح ومن لم يؤمن بالله ورسوله فإنا أعتدنا للكافرين سعيرا. معناه الذي لا يجمع بين الإيمان بالله وبالرسول فهو كافر, أعد الله له جهنم ليعذب فيها. In Surah Al-Fatih, Allah said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. Which means, anyone who does not believe in Allah and in the Prophet, then this person is a blasphemer, and Allah prepared hellfire for this person to be, in which this person would be tortured, in which this person would be punished. فهذه الآية صريحة في تكفير من لم يؤمن بسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is an explicit verse that explicitly clarifies that whomever does not believe in Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is not considered a Muslim and is not safe in the hereafter. فمن نازع في هذا الموضوع يكون قد عاند القرآن ومن عاند القرآن كفر. Anyone who disagrees about this issue would be disagreeing with the book of Allah, with the Quran, and anyone who belies the Quran is for sure a blasphemer. وكذلك لا يكون العبد مؤمنا إذا اتخذ دينا غير دين الإسلام. Likewise, one would not be considered a believer if one believes in other than, if one believes in a religion other than the religion of Islam. وهذا موضع إجماع بين الفقهاء الإسلاميين. All the Muslim scholars agreed on this issue. All of them said that the only acceptable religion is the religion of Islam. The only acceptable religion by Allah تبارك وتعالى is the religion of Islam. سواء كان الذي يدين بغير الإسلام مصدقا بوحدانية الله أو لا يصدق بوحدانية الله. This is the case whether the one who follows another religion believes in the oneness of Allah or does not believe in the oneness of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن كل الفقهاء أجمعوا على كونه غير مؤمن. Because all the scholars unanimously agreed that such a person is not a believer. قالوا ومن لم يكفره هو أيضا كافر. بالإجماع. Also by consensus, they said, whomever does not consider such a person as an unbeliever is himself an unbeliever by that. Such a person blasphemes by that. وكذلك إذا توقف، يعني قال أنا لا أقول مؤمن ولا أقول غير مؤمن. Likewise, if one stops and says, I do not consider such a person a believer and I do not consider him an unbeliever. By this he blasphemes. لأنه في كل هذه الأحوال يكون مكذبا للقرآن. Because in all these cases, such a person would be belying Al-Qur'an. لأن القرآن نص على كونه كافرا. Because Al-Qur'an mentioned explicitly that such a person is a blasphemer. واعلم باستيقان أنه لا يصح الإيمان والإسلام من الكافر ولا تقبل الأعمال الصالحة منه بدون الشهادتين. So know firmly that one would not be a non-Muslim, does not become a Muslim, and he does not get reward for the good deeds that he does, except, or let me say, without him testifying with the two testifications of faith. بِلَفْظِ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَوْ بِمَا يُعْطِي مَعْنَاهُمَا. Whether by saying, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, or any statement that has the same meaning. بِالْعَرَبِيَّةِ أَوْ بِغَيْرِهَا. Whether in the Arabic language or in another language. فَلَا يُشْتَرَطُ لَفْظُ أَشْهَدْ وَإِنْ كَانَ الْإِتْيَانُ بِهِ أَقْوَى أَحْسَنْ. It is not a condition to become a Muslim for one to say the term ashhad at the beginning of the testification of faith. Although it is better. It is better, but it is not a condition. أي عبارة تعطي معنى الشهادتين تكفي. Whichever statement that gives the meaning of the testification of faith is enough. حتى لو قال آمنت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي كفى ذلك. So even if one says I now firmly believe that Allah is my God, my only God, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and Islam is the correct religion, that would be enough for one to be considered as a Muslim, to become a Muslim. ويكفي لصحة الإسلام أن ينطق بالشهادتين مرة في العمر. To become a Muslim, it is enough for one to mention the testification of faith once. This is enough. He does not need to repeat it later. لكن يبقى وجوبها بعد ذلك في كل صلاة لصحة الصلاة. But as you know, after that he has to mention it in every prayer for the validity of the prayer. But to become a Muslim once is enough. هذا النطق بالشهادتين للدخول في الإسلام أو ليحكم على الشخص بالإسلام لا بد منه في غير المسلم, في غير لا بد منه في غير من ولد. أوكي من عيد. هذا النطق بالشهادتين لا بد منه ليحكم على الشخص بالإسلام في من كان غير مسلم ثم أراد الدخول في الإسلام. This is the matter for the one who is not a Muslim to become a Muslim. One needs to utter the testification of faith for the. ولا بد أن يكون النطق بهما على الوجه الصحيح المجزئ. Now, be careful. Uttering the testification of faith has to be properly, in the proper way, in the valid way. فلا يصح أن يقول مثلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. For example, it is not enough if one says in Arabic, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. He has to say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, not أن لا, ألا. لأنه إذا قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ليس في هذا إقرار بوحدانية الله. Because if one says أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, in this case, if he stresses the noon, in this case he would not be, one would not be testifying that there is no God but Allah. It does not give this meaning. It gives the meaning, it is as if he is saying, for one to say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, for one to say, I testify that no one is God but Allah, just like that, without continuing anything. This is what it means. So it doesn't give the meaning, the proper meaning. فلا بد من النطق بالشهادتين على الوجه الصحيح لدخول الكافر بالإسلام. So one has to utter the testification of faith properly to embrace الإسلام. ولا يكفيه اعتقاده في القلب. Because it is not enough for one to become a Muslim to believe in one's heart in the meaning of the testification of faith without uttering. لا بد من الجمع بين الإيمان بالقلب والنطق الصحيح باللسان. One has to do two matters. One has to believe in one's heart in the meaning of the testification of faith and utter properly with this testification with the tongue. القاضي عياض قال إجماع أن من صدق بقلبه ولم ينطق بلسانه فهو كافر. القاضي عياض said that by consensus the one who believes in his heart that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah but does not utter the testification of faith with his tongue does not become a Muslim by just acquiring the proper belief. لا عندنا ولا عند الله. Neither for us nor for Allah تبارك وتعالى. ومثله قال الإمام النووي في شرح مسلم. Likewise, An-Nawawi mentioned in his explanation of Sahih Muslim. فما ذكره بعض الشافعية من أنه يكفي الإيمان بالقلب ليحكم على الشخص، يكفي الاعتقاد بالقلب ليحكم على الشخص بكونه مؤمنا عند الله، قول ضعيف مردود لا يعمل به، غير صحيح. So what some Shafi'i scholars, what one among the Shafi'i scholars mentioned, that it is enough for one to acquire the, it is enough for the blasphemer to acquire the proper belief in his heart, to be considered a believer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Such saying, this saying, is a weak one and it is not a reliable saying. لأنه يخالف ما نص عليه الإمام نفسه. Because it contradicts what الإمام الشافعي himself said. بل وغيره من الأئمة. Not just الشافعي, but other Imams also. والعجيب أن بعض المتأخرين ينقلون قول الشافعي وغيره في المسألة ويذكرون ما قاله النووي من الإجماع فيها، ثم يقولون والمعتمد القول الآخر. And what is amazing, what is strange, that some among the later Shafi'is, they mention what Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i said, what other Imams said, what An-Nawawi said, that it is a case of consensus that such a person wouldn't be considered a Muslim without uttering the testification of faith, even to Allah Ta'ala, it's not a believer. Then they say, but the other saying is the reliable one. It is strange. يعني, in brief, for one, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the rules of the religion that for one to become a Muslim, to be considered a Muslim by us and to be judged as a Muslim by Allah, one has to do two matters. One has to believe in one's heart in the testification of faith. The second matter, one has to utter the testification of faith with one's tongue. If any of these two matters is missed, then the person is not judged as a Muslim by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now for us, he might not have the belief in his heart, but utters with the tongue. So we judge him as a Muslim. Allah knows. So for Allah Ta'ala, he is not judged as a Muslim, even if we judge him and treat him as a Muslim. So for one to be really, really a believer and a Muslim, one has to fulfill two matters: believing in the heart and uttering with the tongue. وهذا لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، لماذا أجمع الأئمة على ذلك؟ لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام نص عليه. And this is because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned this explicitly. This is why the Imams, all of them, they agreed on this issue. أليس قال في الحديث حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله. Didn't the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام say in the hadith which is متواتر حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله, which means until they believe and utter that there is no God but Allah and that I am the messenger of Allah. يستثنى مما ذكرنا من عجز عن المطلق. Of course, the one who cannot, who is unable to utter the testification of faith, of the one who is unable to utter the testification of faith is not required to utter it because he is unable. مثلا صدق بقلبه وأراد أن ينطق بلسانه فمات. For example, if someone believes in his heart in the testification of faith, he wants to say it, but he dies. At the moment that he wants to say it, he dies. In this case, he is considered a Muslim to Allah Ta'ala, a believer to Allah. We don't know about that. We don't know what's in his heart. But to Allah Ta'ala, he is safe. In the hereafter, he is safe. He or she is safe. كذلك لو كان أخرس. Likewise, if one is mute, he cannot speak. يعني باختصار العاجز لا يشترط في حقه النطق. In brief, the one who is unable to utter the testification of faith, then uttering it is not a condition for him to become a believer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ويفهم من هذا الذي ذكرناه أنه إذا قال أشهد أن محمدا بدل محمدا لا يصح دخوله في الإسلام بذلك. Now, from what we mentioned, it is understood that if one says, أشهد أن محمد, if he pronounces the name of the Prophet Muhammad instead of Muhammad with the ha, it is not, this wouldn't be valid for him. If he pronounces it like this, this wouldn't be enough for him to embrace Islam. فإذا لم يستطع أن يقول محمد, لم يستطع أن يتلفظ بالحاء. So if one cannot pronounce the letter حاء, let's assume that he cannot, one cannot. عند ذلك يقال له قل أبو القاسم. Then you learn, you teach this person to say أبو القاسم نبي الله. Instead of محمد, he would say أبو القاسم. بل بعض العلماء قال لو قال أبو القاسم يجزئه. Even some scholars said if he says أبو القاسم, so instead of pronouncing the قا, he pronounces it as قا, it is valid. They said it is valid. Because قالوا لأن بعض العرب كانوا يقولون هكذا. They said because some Arab tribes used to say it this way, to pronounce the letter قاف this way. فمن عجز عن حرف الحاء لكنه قدر على غيره كالقاف أو نحوها لا يعد عاجزا عن النطق. So the one who cannot pronounce the letter حاء but can pronounce another letter like the قاف or the جاء according to these scholars, then this person is not considered unable to utter. And he has to utter the testification of faith to become a Muslim, to become a believer. نعم تفضل أبو تيسير.
قال الشخص أنه أبو القاسم هو اسم أسماء النبي
كنيته كنية النبي يقال
كنية النبي عليه
الصلاة. إذا كان لا يعرف يقال له قل أبو القاسم هذا معناه محمد هذا كنية محمد
لا يكون تأخيرا فيعرف لماذا يكون أبو القاسم
ليس تأخيرا. طيب
شيخ المفهوم هنا هل هو صحيح؟
أي مفهوم؟
المفهوم أن يقال أن من قال محمد بالهاء
لا يصح.
لا يصح.
هذا يفهم هذا وهو كذلك. وهو كذلك. ما قلنا. So it is understood that it's not enough to say Muhammad, and that's the case. It is not enough. طيب. Yes.
Go ahead. If someone has already taken the Shahada, but she don't remember if they had made it correct pronunciation, do you have to make them retake it again?
Then they repeat it as a precautional case.
In reference to this last case you mentioned, am I to understand? Are you saying? They're not saying the properly, that it's not enough.
You are absolutely correct. It is not enough.
Yeah, but the other part mentions about...
Because they can say Abul Qasim, they can say Abul Qasim. So they are not unable to pronounce anything that refers to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They are not unable to mention anything that gives the meaning of the second testification of faith. They can. Now if one is unable by any means, then what can he do? For Allah, يعني, for us we don't know. But Allah knows. هكذا. فورا عند الشك تعيد احتياطه. نعم تفضل.
In order to be a Muslim, you have to have a say shahadatain. First one you have to say, believe in your heart. The second have to say.
You said you have to join between these two matters. Yes.
He mentioned that he mentioned it with his heart, but before he would say it with his tongue and stuff, he died, and nobody knew it.
Yeah, he believed in his heart. He wanted to say it now, but immediately he died. They don't know. So, regardless of how he is buried, regardless of everything, in the hereafter he is safe. He is safe. تفضل. اي نعم. يس. ما معناه الاسم؟ اي نعم يصح بالعربية او بغيرها.
The person was stubborn in this issue. he says it, and you know it's wrong, but he's convinced it's right. Convinced he's saying it properly. So you can't.
Well, you said he's stubborn. What can we do? Allah yahdi man yasha. What can we do?
أعمى أطرش ولد اسمع
نعم خلاص أصدق
يا أخي مسيح يحكي
طيب
كيف صلوا رسالة
ما بحسب الظاهر لا 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 تبلغه بس إذا بلغته تكون بلغ بس بحسب الظاهر لا تبلغه بس هذا خارج موضوعنا بس بحسب الظاهر لا تبلغه
هل يصح أي شيء دون محمد وأبو القاسم
محمد وأحمد وأبو القاسم هذه تدل على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام
هل يصح أن يقول مثلا أشهد أن نبيكم رسول الله
ما النبي
نبيكم يعني هو مخاطب المسلم
ما سمعت بها طيب وهذا الخلاف الذي ذكرناه بين الذين قالوا لا بد من الاعتقاد بالقلب والنطق باللسان وهو القول الصحيح وبين من قال يكفي الاعتقاد بالقلب هذا بالنسبة للكافر الذي لم تعرض عليه الشهادتان فيأبى أما إذا عرضت عليه الشهادتان فأبى فهذا بالإجماع كافر عندنا وعند الله We said that the reliable saying is that one needs to join between the two matters, believing and uttering. We said that there is a saying that if one believes in his heart without uttering with the tongue, to Allah Ta'ala, he will be considered, he will be judged as a believer. Didn't we say that? Although this saying is not reliable. These two sayings apply for the blasphemer, the one who is a blasphemer, and no one addressed him by saying him, say the testification of faith, utter the testification of faith to become a Muslim, and then he says, no, I don't want. He refuses. Because if this happens, then all of them, even those who said it is enough to believe in the heart, said in this case, he would be considered as a blasphemer and judged by Allah as a blasphemer. Because he was presented by the testification of faith, He was asked to say it, and he refused. In this case, he would be judged as a blasphemer by consensus. Is it clear? So we said, some scholars said, one scholar, Al-Ghazali actually, he said, if one believes in his heart without saying, without mentioning with the tongue, To Allah, he is judged as a blasphemer, as a believer. He said, except if he was asked to say the testification of faith and he refused. In this case, such a person would be considered as a blasphemer by all of them, even by Al-Ghazali himself. لماذا? Why is that? لأن أبا طالب عم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يصدق في قلبه أن ابن أخيه نبي رسول. Because Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet, used to believe in his heart that his nephew was a prophet and he was truthful in what he said. لكن النبي قال له قل لا إله إلا الله فأبى. But the Prophet told him, asked him to say لا إله إلا الله, that is, and محمد رسول الله, he refused. قال تعيبني نساء قبيلتنا. He said, the woman of our tribe are going to dispraise me if I do that. So he refused, although he knew that this is truthful. لما مات ابنه علي جاء إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال له إن عمك الشيخ الكافر قد مات. This is why when he died, his son Ali came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and told him, your blasphemous uncle died. فقال له النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام اذهب فواري ادفنه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, go and bury him. فلم يقل له النبي لا تقل الكافر كان يصدق في قلبه. The Prophet did not tell him, don't say blasphemous, because he believed in his heart that I'm truthful. He didn't say that. لماذا? لأنه عرض عليه الشهادتان فأبى. Why? Because the Prophet asked him to mention the testification of faith and he refused. So in brief, if a blasphemer is presented with the testification of faith and he refuses to say it, then without any difference in opinions, he is judged as a blasphemer. If he is not presented with the testification of faith and believes in his heart in its meaning without saying it, in this case, most of the scholars and the imams, they said that he is still a blasphemer. For us, and judged by Allah to be a blasphemer. And this is the reliable saying. Al-Ghazali said, for us, we judge him as a blasphemer. By Allah, he would be judged to be a believer. His saying is a weak saying, and the proofs does not support it. Is it clear?
ما معنى تعرض عليه الشهادة؟
يعني يقال له تشهد.
يقال له. فلا يعني بلغته الدعوة.
لم ليس مجرد أن عرض عليه شهادتان أي قيل له انطق بهما, هذا معنى. أما من ولد لوالد مسلم وبلغ على اعتقاد معنى الشهادتين فهذا لا يشترط في حقه النطق بهما بعد البلوغ ليحكم عليه بالإسلام. Now we have another case now. If one is if one has a Muslim parent and one becomes a pubescent without uttering the testification of faith. This might happen. He is born for a Muslim parent And until pubescence, this person does not utter the testification of faith. Now, after puberty, does he have to utter the testification of faith to be considered as a Muslim? The answer is no. The answer is no. لأنه قبل البلوغ محكوم عليه بالإسلام بالتبعية لوالده. Because before puberty, when this person was a little child, he was judged as a Muslim by following, if you want, his parent. فلما بلغ ما حصل منه ما يناقض الإسلام. البلوغ لا يناقض الإسلام. فبقي محكوما عليه بالإسلام So later, when this person becomes pubescent, by that, he does not do anything that contradicts al-Islam. Puberty does not contradict al-Islam. So he is still a Muslim, judged as a Muslim. He was judged as a Muslim because his parent is a Muslim. Okay. Then he becomes pubescent. Okay, this does not contradict al-Islam. So he stays judged as a Muslim. لذلك لا يحتاج أن ينطق بالشهادتين ليحكم عليه بالإسلام. This is why he does not need to utter the testification of faith to be judged as a Muslim. لكن مثل هذا الشخص آثم إثما كبيرا بتركه النطق بالشهادتين بعد البلوغ. But such a person is committing an enormous sin by leaving out uttering the testification of faith after puberty. لأنه في الصلاة لا بد من أن يقولها لصحة الصلاة. Because he needs to say it as an obligation in the prayers. He needs to pray and say it in each prayer. وحتى المالكية الذين لا يجيبون أن يقولها في الصلاة يقولون لابد أن يقولها بعد البلوغ ولو مرة. Even the Malikis, who says it is not an obligation to mention the testification of faith in the prayer for its validity, it's not an obligation to mention it in the prayer, they say he has to mention it after puberty at least once. So if he does not do that, he would be sinful, but not a blasphemer. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, Allah تعالى said, وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه. هذا حديث قدسي رواه البخاري يدل على أن الفرض أهم وأولى من النفل. This is such a hadith is called Qudsi, that is, in which the Prophet says, Allah said, and it means that the best thing that one would do to gain reward and to be acceptable by Allah Ta'ala is to fulfill the obligations. So this hadith stands as a proof that fulfilling the obligation is much important, is more important than doing the optional good deeds. وأفضل فرض وأول فرض هو الإيمان بالله تعالى. And the best among all the obligations and the most important among all the obligations is to believe in Allah تبارك وتعالى وبالرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام and in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما يدل على ذلك حديث البخاري, as the hadith narrated by al-Bukhari mentions that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked what is the best among all the deeds, and he answered that it is believing in Allah and his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث البخاري حين سئل النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن أفضل الأعمال فقال الإيمان بالله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما قال الله تعالى في سورة آل عمران, قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أي بالإيمان بهما, بالإيمان بالله والإيمان بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أي آمنوا بالله وبالرسول. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول بالإيمان بالله وبالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإن تولوا إذا أبوا إذا أعرضوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين فإنهم كفار بذلك والله لا يحب من كفر بهم. So as it is mentioned in Al-Quran in Surah Ali Imran, قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين, which means, O Muhammad, tell them to obey Allah and His Prophet by believing in Allah and His Prophet. If they refuse, then tell them, then they would be judged as blasphemers, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and they wouldn't be accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فهذه الآية دليل على أن من لم يؤمن بالله وبالرسول فهو كافر وأن الله لا يحبه لأجل كفره. This is a proof that whomever does not believe in Allah and His Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, then such a person is not a believer and is not accepted by Allah for his or her, because of his or her blasphemy. وَهَذَا مَهْمَا كَانَ حَالُ الشَّخْصِ. This applies regardless of the situation of the person. مَهْمَا أَحْسَنَ إِلَى النَّاسِ. Even if this person does a lot of good things with even if this person serves the people a lot and helps the people a lot. أحد أقرباء السيدة عائشة كان يعين الناس كثيرا. One among the relatives of Lady Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, used to help the people a lot. ثم مات على الكفر. Then he died as a blasphemer. السيدة عائشة قالت للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام: ابن عمي قريبي فلان كان يفعل ويفعل ويفعل، هل ينفعه ذلك شيئا في الآخرة يعني؟ Lady Aisha told the Prophet, my relative so and so used to do such and such and such matters. He helped the people a lot. Would this benefit him in the hereafter? النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا إنه لم يقل يوما رب اغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. معناه ما كان يؤمن بالبعث بعد الموت، فلا ينفعه ذلك في الآخرة شيئا. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered no, because he never said, O Allah, forgive my sins in the hereafter. It means he did not believe in the resurrection. He was not a believer. So all what he did would not benefit him at all in the hereafter. الأعمال الحسنة التي يعملها الكافر في الدنيا الله يطعمه ويسقيه بها، أما في الآخرة فلا يساب عليها شيئا. The good deeds that the non-believer does in this life, Allah تبارك وتعالى endows upon him because of that health, food, etc. But in the hereafter, he wouldn't be benefited by these deeds at all. لذلك لا يقال إن الله يحب خلق كل الناس فيحب كل الناس. This is why it is not valid to say Allah created all the people, all the human beings, so Allah loves all the human beings, as some people say. يقال الله خلق الكل لكن لا يحب الكل. One would say Allah created everyone, but Allah does not, but not everyone is accepted by Allah تبارك وتعالى. الشيطان من خلقه؟ الله. هل يقال الله يحب الشيطان؟ Who created the devil? Allah created the devil. Is it valid to say Allah تبارك the devil is accepted by Allah because he's the one who created him? No. Likewise, every blasphemer is not accepted by Allah تبارك وتعالى, although Allah is the one who created him or her. Okay, now we move to another paragraph with the title La Deena Sahih Illa Al-Islam. No religion is truthful or acceptable by Allah except Al-Islam. ننتقل إلى فقرة جديدة عنوانها لا دين صحيح إلا الإسلام. الدين الحق عند الله تبارك وتعالى هو الإسلام. the truthful religion to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is al-Islam. كما قال تعالى في سورة آل عمران ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. دلت الآية على أن كل من اتخذ دينا غير دين الإسلام فهذا لا يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة خاسر من أهل العذاب. الله said in سورة آل عمران ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين, which means whomever takes a religion other than the religion of Islam, this is not going to be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he is going to be a loser. وقال تعالى في سورة آل عمران أيضا إن الدين عند الله الإسلام, يعني إن الدين المقبول عند الله هو الإسلام. Likewise Allah said in سورة آل عمران إن الدين عند الله الإسلام, which means the accepted religion by Allah تبارك وتعالى is al-Islam. لذلك نحن نقول كل الأنبياء كانوا مسلمين. This is why we say all the prophets were Muslims. لكن من اتبع موسى هو مسلم موسوي, يعني متبع لموسى. من اتبع عيسى مسلم عيسوي, ومن اتبع محمدا عليه الصلاة والسلام يصح أن يقال له مسلم محمدي. Those who followed, really followed Prophet Musa were Muslims, but Muslims who followed Prophet Musa. Those who really followed Prophet Isa were Muslims, but Muslims followers of Isa. And those who are really following Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam are also Muslims, followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فالإسلام هو الدين الذي رضيه الله تعالى لعباده وأمرنا باتباعه. So Islam is the religion accepted by Allah تبارك وتعالى and that Allah ordered the people to follow. دين الأنبياء لم يختلف من آدم إلى محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the religion of the prophets, the belief of the prophets, did not differentiate from Adam to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. It did not differ from Adam to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. كلهم كانوا يوحدون الله تعالى. اعتقادهم في الله واحد. All of them, they had the same belief in Allah تبارك وتعالى. بل والأنبياء السابقون أقروا بنبوة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام قبل ولادته. Not just that, but the prophets, all the prophets, they testified that when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come, he will be a prophet. All of them testified with that before the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and before he got the revelation. إذن كلهم كانوا على دين واحد. So all of them had the same religion. في زمن سيدنا موسى كان لابد أن يعتقد الشخص أنه لا إله إلا الله حتى يكون مسلما. During the time of Prophet Musa, for one to be considered a Muslim, he had to believe that there is no God but Allah. وكان عليه أن يقر بنبوة سيدنا موسى. And he had to believe in the prophethood of Prophet Musa. وفي زمن كل نبي من الأنبياء هكذا كان الأمر. And during the time of each prophet, this is how the ruling was. الإيمان أنه لا إله إلا الله والإقرار بنبوة نبي ذلك الوقت. To testify that there is no God but Allah and to testify about the truthfulness of the prophethood of the prophet of that time. فكل الأنبياء كانوا على دين واحد. So all the prophets had the same religion الذي هو الإسلام, which is الإسلام. معناه الدين الذي أمرت به يا محمد هو الدين الذي أمر به نوح, وهو الدين الذي أمر به موسى, وهو الدين الذي أمر به عيسى, وأن كل الأنبياء أمروا بدين واحد لا يختلف هذا من نبي إلى نبي. This verse in Surah Ash-Shura that I mentioned means that the religion with which you, Muhammad, are ordered to follow is the same religion that Nuh was ordered to follow. The same religion also that Ibrahim was ordered to follow. The religion that Musa was ordered to follow. And the religion that Jesus was ordered to follow. And there is no difference between all these prophets in what pertains to the basic belief, to the religion. فقديماً في زمن آدم عليه السلام كان البشر جميعهم على دين واحد هو الإسلام, لم يكن بينهم كافر. In the past, during the time of Adam عليه السلام, all the people were Muslims. There were no blasphemers among them. واستمر الأمر على ذلك في زمن ولده شيث. This continued in the same way during the time of his son, Prophet Shiz. ثم كذلك في زمن سيدنا إدريس. Likewise, during the time of Prophet Idris. ثم بعد موت إدريس حدث الكفر أول ما حدث بين البشر. Then after the death of Prophet Idris, blasphemy occurred among the people. حتى وصل الأمر في زمن سيدنا نوح أنه لم يكن هناك أن إلى أن عم الكفر البشر. Until blasphemy spread among all the people. فكان نوح أول نبي أرسل إلى قوم كفار. So the first prophet that was sent to blasphemous people was Prophet Nuh, Noah. فدعاهم إلى الله تعالى زمنا طويلا. He called them to believe for a long period of time. فلم يؤمن معه إلا دون المئة. Most of the people did not believe in him. Less than 100 people believed in what Prophet Noah told them. حتى من أولاده كان بينهم كافر. Even among his children, one of them was a blasphemer who did not believe in Al-Islam. فكان بين وفاة إدريس وبين بعثة نوح عليه السلام 1000 years. Between the death of Prophet Idris and the revelation and the time in which Prophet Noah get the revelation, the period between the death of Idris and the time in which Noah got the revelation was 1,000 years. وهذه الفترة هي التي تسمى الجاهلية الأولى. And this period is the period called in Al-Quran الجاهلية الأولى, or the first period of ignorance if you want. ولأجل هذا يوم القيامة عندما تقترب الشمس من رؤوس العباد فيذهب المؤمنون إلى آدم يقولون اشفع لنا إلى ربنا, يقول اذهبوا إلى نوح فإنه أول رسل الله إلى أهل الأرض. أول رسل الله ليس معناه على الإطلاق, معناه بعد أن حصل فيهم الكفر. أول من أرسله الله إلى قوم كفار هو نوح عليه السلام. This is why on the day of judgment, when the sun comes close to the heads of the people, and the believers go to Prophet Adam and ask for his intercession. So they would be relieved from this torture. Adam would tell them, go to Nuh. He is the first messenger sent to the people of earth. This does not mean the first messenger, absolutely the first one. This means the first one sent to them after blasphemy occurred, after the occurrence of blasphemy. Because Adam, Sheth and Idris, these three prophets were before Nuh alayhi salam, before Noah. وحذر الله جميع الرسل بعد آدم عليه السلام من الشرك. بعد نوح عليه السلام من الشرك. After Noah عليه السلام, Allah تبارك وتعالى warned all the messengers, all the prophets about worshipping other than Allah. والمقصود من ذلك تحذير أممهم. And what is meant by that is warning their followers. لأن الأنبياء لا يشركون. Because the prophets do not worship other than Allah. لكن تحذيرهم يقصد منه تحذير أتباعهم. But warning them means warning their followers not to do that. Avoid worshipping other than Allah تبارك وتعالى. ثم توالى الأنبياء من نوح عليه السلام إلى عيسى. Then from Noah alayhi salam up till Jesus alayhi salam, the prophets were getting the revelation one after one, without a long period of time passing where no prophet exists among the people. ثم بعدما رفع عيسى عليه السلام مر مدة أكثر من 500 عام إلى أن بعث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then after Isa alayhi salam was raised, this stopped for more than 500 years until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the revelation. فَكَانَ هُوَ خَاتَمَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَأَفْضَلَهُمْ. He was the last among the prophets and the best of all the prophets. نقف هنا والله أعلم. Let us stop here. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Yeah, go ahead.
The question about one has to utter to be a Muslim.
Yes.
He said, I'm so glad he's a Muslim.
Yeah.
But we also learned that if one is afraid for one's life, so for example, if somebody was asked to utter the testification of faith and they believed in their heart, but they were in front of somebody who they knew would kill them, they said it. In that case, are you still considered a Muslim?
Well, did I talk about this case? Did I mention it?
I
never mentioned this. Okay, let me ask you for something, for a favor. Let's try to limit our questions to what we mentioned in this class. It's a favor for me and for other people. Okay, Allah yubarak bikum. Ali. Ghazali. Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali.
You mentioned that Al Qadi Yam and then now we said that by consensus, if the person doesn't utter, then they can be considered Muslim. Then, if that's the case, Yani, why is this other?
Exactly. This is why there is no weight for the saying of Al-Ghazali, because it goes against the consensus. This is one reason for the saying of Al-Ghazali is rejected. Go ahead.
So if the child has Muslim parents and he reaches puberty,
okay,
and doesn't say the Shahada,
okay,
you said that he's sinful?
Yes.
Okay. For him to get out of this state, for him to say the Shahada, is it enough for him to say it in the prayer, or is this a separate state? I wasn't clear on it.
In the prayer, he has to say it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
if he says it, he's not sinful?
He's not.
Okay.
لم يكن إمام الغزالي قبل القاضي إياد؟
فلا. وقبل النووي.
هل كان الإجماع في وقته؟
كان الإجماع.
شيخ.
القاضي عياض والنووي ناقلان فقط.
قولنا كان نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام أرسل إلى أهل الأرض. نقول وكل نبي قبل محمد أرسل إلى قومه. يعني معناه أن أهل الأرض أجمعون أجمعين.
كانوا
قوم نوح.
هكذا. تفضل يا حاجة. يعلم لأنه إذا قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الكلام ناقص. إذا واحد قال أعرف أن زيدا ما في خبر ما إله. مش بس ما في خبر وليس فيه إثبات حقية أنه لا إله إلا الله. أحيانا قد يقول الإنسان كلاما ناقصا لكن فيه إثبات معنى صحيح، أما هون حتى هذا المعنى بالكلام الناقص غير مثبت. تفضل يا داوية.
You mentioned the period after the death of Prophet Idris 1,000 years was known as the first era of ignorance.
Yes.
Would we say that the people who were alive in that time, who were alive well after the death of Prophet Idris, were not mukallaf in the same way that we would say that about the era of ignorance directly?
No, I wouldn't say that.
We don't have that.
No, I wouldn't say that. تفضل.
إن شخص بلغه دعوة الإسلام وصدق بقلبه بمعنى الشهادتين لكن ما عرف أنه حتى يدخل في الإسلام لابد أن ينطق.
ما حكينا فيها
إيه. ابن عم السيد عائشة كان في الفتح.
So if for instance you tell a person to say the shahadatain and then he says the first shahada properly, he gives the second one. Then it says the ha, he says the ha. Where do you tell him to start again?
Right away.
You say from the second shahada or from the beginning?
If he restarts from the beginning and says it properly, he says it properly. If he restarts from Muhammadur Rasulullah and says it properly, then again, he said it properly. If he says it this way or that way, both ways are, for him, they are beneficial. Rafikum,
tawdah. Shaykhi, al-Wahhabiyya, yaqulun, tawhid al-Wahhabiyya, wa al-Tawhid, ana tawhid, wa kayfa rudd.
Yati, hadha sanazkuruhu, inshaAllah.
Indi kan yata'alla su'al bi
sharhi al-Wahhabiyya. Eh, lahza, hatta yas'al wa'id. حتى ننهي ما يتعلق بالموضوع. لحظة.
شيخ من كان أعجمي منك فما عرف كيف ينطق بالشهادة ولم يجد معلما يكون عاجزا؟
ما معناه؟ هل هو عاجز أو غير عاجز؟
يعني لا يعلم أنه يخطئ في كلامه ولا يجد معلما.
أنا لا أريد أن أدخل في هذا. تفصيل إذا دخلنا فيه يتشعب. خلينا فيما نحن فيه. نعم صدق. الله يبارك فيكم. I'm a little bit tough sometimes on certain issues but we are going step by step so I'm deciding the steps. So if you are trying to decide these steps I will not agree with you. So you will not get anywhere. You are not going to get anywhere. So go with me. يعني. It's easier like this. تفضلي. Yeah, and then they take it again now. But you are going fast, sister, and you need to, with someone like me, you need to speak a little bit slower, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, if a person said it now, like, if they're on a phone like now, what are the things before it, now, is it
better, like,
would it be erased
from the people? He was a blasphemer. He did not, an original blasphemer. He did not embrace Islam, so he is still an original blasphemer.
The first time he said it,
still, so he's still a blasphemer. Yes, all his sins would be erased. You're right. You're right. Yeah, now I got it. Yes. تفضل ما فهمت حاجة. واحد سافر إلى مكان ونوى أن يقيم في هذا المكان أكثر من 3 أيام صحاح.
فقلت له نوى كذلك عندما يصل المدينة يعتبر مقيما.
صح.
أن يحصل ويجرح هو بطل كذلك.
طيب الإمام الشافعي قال يكفينا هذا يا حاج وفيك يكفينا. تفضل. إيه حسن
بالنسبة للحكم بالتبعية إذا كان الزوج مسلم والأم صابية أو يستعمل عبارة تبع الوالدة أو الوالدة
كيف بده يكون كيف بده يكون لوالديه يا حسن اذا امه غير مسلمه؟ شو السؤال؟ لوالده. الوالد يطلق على الاب والام. الام يقال عندما يقال الوالد الفقهاء اذا قالوا الوالد هذا يشمل الام كما يشمل الأب. وفيك.
If a person is uttering the testification of faith to embrace Islam, and between the first testification and the second testification he says something else, for example, and my religion is Islam, or he says, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, is that a problem to separate the two sayings?
If it's something that do not separate the two sayings, there is no problem. It's not. Something unrelated, for example.
Okay, so within that relation of the two sayings,
if he says أشهدُ أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صح دخوله في الإسلام.
And the other example
again, رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي صح. نعم تفضل.
حديث بقى عائشة عن الخزن.
نعم.
حديث بقى عائشة شطوط مهد كانت الخزن أولا نريد
ابن حبان بارك الله فيكم مهلل
كان أصحاب الفتح.
ها؟
وكان أصحاب
الفتح ولو كان لا ينتفع. بس لا أقول من أهل الفتح. لا أقول. لا أقول. لا أقول.